The Middlesex District Attorney is out with more than 400 pages of documents related to the 2011 police killing of a black man in his home in Framingham. 68-year-old Yuri Stamps was watching a Celtics game when a SWAT team entered his house on a warrant looking for his stepson. He was ordered to the ground, and while down, he was shot and killed by a Framingham police officer. The DA at the time ruled the shooting officer tripped, and the death was an accident. The officer was never criminally charged. Middlesex DA Marion Ryan is now reviewing that case, and Radio Boston's Walter Wuthman caught up with her just a few minutes ago to ask about its status. And listeners, we were having a few technical difficulties at the time, which you are going to hear on the line, but bear with us.
Well, we have released the documents that related to the investigation done almost 10 years ago, and we are continuing to look at other material, gather things from other sources. So we are doing that piece separately.
And as you see it, what are the various options for moving forward?
Well, right now it's a little bit early to speculate about that. We are, you know, there was an investigation done in the past that reached a certain result. Other material has come to light. We're going to be looking at that, and we'll see where we are with that.
So to take just one part of the case, you know, there are advocates and family members of Stamps who say the forensics don't match up with the police account. Is this the type of thing that you're looking into?
I mean, forensics are always a piece of these kinds of investigations, yes.
Okay. You know, and also you know that Stamps' family and friends have been calling for this case to be reopened for 9 years now. He was killed in 2011. Why is this review happening now?
Well, right now, we are taking, this is really the call that's been made to us right now, so we're responding to that. And, you know, I feel very strongly about these matters. We conduct an investigation, and obviously we need to do that with some degree of containing information. But once an investigation is over, the public should have as much access as possible to those materials. People can disagree with the results of something an investigation reaches, but they should have an opportunity to understand exactly what it is that was available. You know, sometimes what you hear somebody might have said or what you hear might have been something is not consistent with what we saw in the evidence. So it just benefits everyone for people to be able to do what they can do with the documents we've released, which is really look through and see the information that was available back then when they did that investigation.
So, you know, no matter what happens here going forward, a man is dead and he can't be brought back. In your mind, is justice at issue here? And if so, what might justice for Stamps' family actually look like?
You know, one of the things that I attended one of the rallies in this, around this case, and one of the things, and you mentioned it a little bit, is, and we always keep it in mind in doing our work, you know, even though it's been almost 10 years, to see Mr. Stamps' family and friends, you know that loss still looms large in their family. And his loss was a tragedy to them. And that is something we keep in mind always as we look at going forward in any investigation. You know, we do what we're able to do in an investigation, and we get to whatever result and whatever the next step is in a case. But for a family, that loss really never ends.
And can we anticipate review of other cases in the months and years ahead? And do you think more broadly, DAs should make this a more intentional part of their work going forward?
Anytime we are looking at a situation, whatever it is, when somebody has lost their life, that's a very significant piece of our work. And when we are able to, when we've done the work we need to do, I believe it's very important that people have access to the information we knew and they can see how it is that we got to the result we got to.
And finally, any parting thoughts for us?
I think that, you know, it's always important to keep in mind that we act to protect public safety. That's our charge. And part of people feeling being safe is knowing how we do that. And that's why when it's appropriate, it's important to be able to share with the public. It's been the practice of my office since I became district attorney when we do these investigations to post those materials. And we've taken that same approach to this, even though it's an investigation from a different administration. It's important for people to be able to see the work we do and the information we have in doing that work.
And that was Middlesex DA Marion Ryan speaking to Radio Boston's Walter Wuthman just a bit ago. Now, we also spoke earlier to Selvin Chambers, a friend of the Stamps family and spokesperson for the group Justice for Uri, to ask his thoughts on the new review of the case. I started by asking about how he remembers Uri Stamps.
Mr. Stamps, as I always call him, was a gentle giant, a pillar in our community. And I always say this to people, there were two things I felt when Mr. Stamps was around. I felt held accountable, and I also felt safe. And he was a very charming fellow with a big stature, but his stature was not what was intimidating. What was intimidating was really him advising you and you not wanting to disappoint him. He was an avid sports fan, so he went to all of his grandchildren's games, and he went to games at the Cambridge Latin High School for kids that weren't related to him. You know, he was at every one of the basketball games, and the impact of him getting killed by the Framingham police had a rippling effect throughout our community. So it was very sad, not just for his family, but for anyone that kind of came across his path, and he was that impactful. And so we're really looking to keep his memory alive and also pushing forward to make sure that justice is done in regards to the officer Paul Duncan, who allegedly said he accidentally shot Mr. Stamps, but violated every SWAT team safety rule.
Let's back up there for a minute, Selvin, and I do want to get into that, but let's start with the rally that you're attending at the State House later today. Tell us about that and why you're attending the rally.
So the rally is being hosted by Mass Action, and there will be several different groups who will be there, and in particular family members from different people who have been impacted by police brutality or whose life was taken at the hands of the police. And the whole focus is to really bring awareness to the issues at hand and to also command justice for many people who have been impacted by police brutality and police violence.
So the Middlesex County DA, Ryan, has begun releasing records, looking at the documents herself. What is your desired outcome from that? And is that what you wanted DA Ryan to do?
Well, we're glad that's taken place, but that's just the first step. You know, this case never went through a criminal process. And I think that some people think because you won a civil case that you also went through a criminal process. That is not the case. And for us, you know, we want Paul Duncan to be held accountable.
The officer who shot.
Yes,
Mr.
who
Stamps.
Shot him. Yes. You know, when you look at some of the information about the trajectory of the bullet and it being an accident, and it just doesn't match up with the forensics and the fact that they had the person they were looking for outside of the home and still thought they had to do a raid. And now if you look into it, they had a nonviolent search, drug search warrant, nonviolent, which means that usually you knock on the door, your police officers show up and they ask for Jane or John Doe. In this case, they decided, even though it was a nonviolent drug search warrant, they sent a SWAT team. That makes absolutely no sense. So therefore, the Framingham police were looking for some action.
I do need to point out there that the former district attorney of the Middlesex County did determine that the officer who fired the fatal round did so accidentally. It sounds like you don't find that a plausible finding.
No, don't find it plausible because of the evidence that was presented. And if you look at some of the documents, I believe that he only got a statement from Paul Duncan himself explaining what happened.
The officer again.
Yes. And so we find that just appalling.
Are you looking for criminal prosecution of Officer Duncan?
Oh, I think we want justice, right? So if justice is he loses his job and he's no longer in that, we want justice. Justice was not done. Having a civil case settled out of court, you know, and giving money to people for loss of a loved one, you can never put a price on someone's life, right? It's never going to bring him back, right? It did not serve justice to the person who inflicted the pain.
Do you think that DA Marion Ryan will reopen the case or take new action when her review of these documents that have been released is done?
That is our hope. We're hoping that there's a deep dive into this information and that justice is done.
Yuri Stamps was killed by police in 2011. That's 9 years ago now. And we are now in an incredible moment where it seems the whole country is reckoning with police violence, police brutality, the role of police in our society. Are you reflecting on his death differently now in this new moment? Do you think the world is ready to reflect on his death differently now?
I think the world's reflecting on his death and George Floyd and Eric Brown. So if you look at the atrocities across the country, you know, the whole world's looking at it. People are paying attention. You know, when you look at the faces in the crowd at a rally, when they're not only brown people, you know, but there's a diverse group of people who are standing and demanding justice, that's a good thing, right? So that wasn't happening in the 60s. You had mostly people of color. You did have some white folks that were joining them, right, at a cost. But now you have people who are no longer standing on the sideline, you know, because police brutality, this is not a spectator sports. You know, people need to speak up and speak out. You know, as John Lewis would say, make some good trouble, right? And the group that Justice Yuri Stamps, we want to make some good trouble, right? So this doesn't happen again. And, you know, we can't control that. But if you put laws and policies in place, right, that hold police accountable, people's action will be a little bit different.
So, Selvin, to that point, police reform legislation is still under negotiation at the Massachusetts State House. They have essentially until January, and some critics worry that that is enough time to lose the momentum for change. Is Yuri Stamps' story an argument for police reform? And if so, what do you want to see change?
Well, of course it is, right? We don't want police to have any kind of type of immunity. We want to make sure that there's better training in place, that there's a better process for what I call community policing, which is engagement with the community in a non-intrusive way. I think there's a plethora of different things that have to happen, and starts with dialogue and it starts with policies as well, because dialogue alone is not going to change the circumstances.
That's Selvin Chambers, a friend of the Stamps family and a spokesperson for the group Justice for Yuri. And a note that Selvin accidentally combined the names of Eric Garner and Michael Brown, two black men who died at the hands of police. We also reached out to the Framingham Police Department asking if they'd like to join today's conversation, but they have not responded.